إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده نبي الله ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين تفتح بهما يا ربنا أبواب الخير والتيسير وتغلق بهما أبواب الشر والتعسير. اللهم آمين. اللهم إنا جئناك في هذا اليوم العظيم ولسان حال الواحد منا يقول: أحد أحد، فرد صمد، لا والد ولا ولد، رب السماء رب الفضاء، له دمي إذا افتدى. أيها الإخوة الأحبة، سلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of earth and heavens, the sustainer and the cherisher. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty to bestow His mercy and tranquility on all of us, and to honor us at this dunya, to be purified, to accept our repentance, and to grant us forgiveness, that we enter the Jannah without judgment nor punishment. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last day in this dunya to be the best of all our life. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا عَسَّلَهُ قَالُوا وَمَا عَسَّلَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ قَالَ أَيْوَثَّقَهُ لِلْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ قَبْلَ مَمَاتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servant, He will honey him. And the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, they ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does that mean? Honey him. How would Allah honey His servant? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless His servant that His last day or last deed in this dunya to be the best of all His deeds. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari
back to Pakistan.
Heather does not play.
That delivered to another one is like a building
I've known him since first grade.
That has bricks.
I've known him since
that holds.
Shut up! I live in the same
other
since first grade.
I don't care.
I we would like trade Pokemon cards. Okay.
As if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
We do both.
That's stupid.
Yes, talking about the example of the building and the bricks of the building that hold each other, yet he wanted to get our attention to that unique model, which is the bond between those bricks. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to talk about the brotherhood, about that bond that would hold this ummah together, as if he wants to say there is no such ummah as there is no such building without brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, He wanted to make no doubt that the status of believers should and cannot be otherwise. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Believers but brothers. And today, inshallah, I wanted to spend the next few minutes talking about the understanding of brotherhood and follow that with an action item for a model that we could establish to be a manifestation of this brotherhood. And then tonight, inshallah, I will talk about the two things. Number one, the etiquettes and the regulations of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, engaging the good and forbidding evil. Because the brotherhood duty require each and every one of us to correct and make sure that we are for each other, helping, supporting, as well as guiding one another. So what are those etiquettes and regulations? What are the codes that the Muslim should have when it gets to, when there's dispute, or there's a matter that they need to fix? But let's talk about that, the perspective or the understanding of brotherhood. And
he's lying, it's 180.
Dude, it's okay, he's tall.
Yeah, before I talk about this, I wanted to
analysis,
reflect with you a little bit about our ibadah, the rituals that we do. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each and every column of this deen, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. As if this religion was established on five foundations, four columns and foundation. The foundation is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the columns are the salah and the hajj, the zakat, and fasting, Ramadan. In each and every one of those, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran wanted to teach us and direct our attention that they should be invested to enhance and empower this bond between the Muslims. So for instance, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to make clear the issue of that our goal and our means should be unified, he said, Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So our goal is one, is unified to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Him, oneness Allah and worshipping Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the goal of each and every one of us. And the means, the way to get to Allah, or the way to get to fulfill that goal, is that following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it. That's why Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, or Imam Malik, the great narrator and the great scholar, he says, كُلٌّ يُؤْخَذُ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا صَحِبُ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. That each and every one of us could have mistakes. Or you could follow whatever statement or opinion of anyone and you could leave another one. Except the honorable person who is laying on that grave, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the shahada, the statement of faith, is meant to unify us on the goal and on the means. We worship Allah through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teachings and guidance on how to do that. خُذُوا عِنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Learn your religion through me, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. As-salah. Salatul Jama'ah ta'adilu salatul faddi bi-25 daraja, and in another hadith 27 daraja. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing that praying in jama'ah is better than praying by yourself 25 or even 27 times. In the salah, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, establishing that understanding that we are together, worshipping Allah and seeking His guidance and acceptance. Al-zakah, taharatul lin-nafs, وَبِنَاءٌ لِلْمُجْتَمَعِ. Purifying yourself.
Yeah, it's a given
understanding.
Okay.
خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صدقة تطهرهم بها وتزكيهم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to take this zakah so he could be purified. Both our money and ourselves. But yet it meant to establish the society, to establish the relationship, the interpersonal relationship between the society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted you on something, and you shared it with others, as well as he trusted the share of your brother as this zakah.
What was your highest score?
Now,
as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
my highest is 8.
حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. As if Allah trusted the rich for the share of the poor, that it's already their share, but he trusted you to pass it to them. Allah couldn't pass it to them.
But he trusted you to pass it to them. You had to pay for like 20 minutes.
That convention, that meant to bring Muslims from all over the globe, coming, unifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the way they dress. It meant to keep all the differences and the class, social class and financial class, away. We all hear saying one thing, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ, leaving the dunya aside.
Remembering
يوم الحشر.
Is it iPhone?
It's the day that we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ow.
How did the Sahaba understood such thing?
It's easy.
Because it's not just words. When we talk about brotherhood, we do not just talk about mental satisfaction, stories, and issues that you could share it with others and that's it. We talk about a way of life, duties and responsibilities, as well as rights.
I hate when people say that.
And I'm going to summarize that in 4 points.
Here, I'll show you.
Number one, the understanding of the Sahaba for the brotherhood was, it's the way to the Jannah.
I'll show you.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith for Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhu, والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا.
With the tutorial,
the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls his soul,
30 minutes.
Wallahi, you will not enter the Jannah until you believe.
It doesn't count up on your score.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer for this condition by saying, وَلَنْ تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا.
And then I killed myself. Like, you know,
so you will not be true believers. You will not have the true faith in your heart until you love one another. If you happen to be somewhere that you don't know anybody, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you feel that bond between you and others that you have seen in the masjid, or if you travel to Hajj or Umrah, if you happen to feel that bond in your heart, that's because of the amount of faith in your heart.
She's like,
go to another city and make it to the Maghrib prayer. And make sure to ask yourself, do I feel that bond between me and others who are standing here in the salah?
I know, I was playing it at Best Buy and like,
أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is continuing. Do you want me to tell you such thing that will lead to that love between you and your brothers?
Okay, look, I got the fast thing. You know, when you go fast,
so you could enter the Jannah. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ.
I know. Because I turned it, like, I quit it. It didn't turn itself. I was like that. And turned it.
Peace. Imagine someone who unable to pay his rent.
I'm so retarded. You could see though. You could see, like, when you
imagine someone that his son is asking him to buy a sandwich, and he can't, or he counts pennies to get him that sandwich. Allah did not bless him as much as he blessed others financially, and Allah made him as a test for others. Do you think he will have the peace? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إن الله يقول يوم القيامة أين المتحابون بجلالي اليوم أظلهم في ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah calls at the day of judgment, where are those who used to love one another? Where are those believers who used to be in love with one another in my sake or for my sake? Today is their day to be in my shadow. Today is their day of peace. So they will be blessed like nobody else. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
"La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma
yuhibbu li nafsihi." The hadith in Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave clear condition that you do not believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Means you care for your brother what you care for yourself. Mean you concern for your brother what you concern for yourself.
When he tries to be like black.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم عند حديث عمر بن الخطاب إن من عباد الله لأناسا ما هم بأنبياء ولا شهداء يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء يوم القيامة بمكانهم من الله تعالى هم قوم تحابوا بروح الله على غير أرحام بينهم ولا أموال يتعاطونها فوالله إن وجوههم لنور وإنهم على نور لا يخافون إذا خاف الناس ولا يحزنون إذا حزن الناس ثم قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون سورة نور سورة يونس عمر بن الخطاب narrated رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he described a certain group of believers that they will have a VIP place, not at the airport, nor at the hotel, nor at the convention, but at the day that no one will care for anyone.
And I felt so bad.
Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assign certain minarets and places for them to set. And the scholars, they say that's not the Jannah yet. That's at the time that we are waiting for the judgment to start. That those people, the prophets and the messengers will envy them for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with.
Then the
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited indeed that those who are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them indeed they will have no sorrow nor anything to fear. So the first point here that is brotherhood according to the
depends on what you're talking about.
Sahaba ridwanullahi was the way to the Jannah. The second point is that this brotherhood is a responsibility.
Wait, how much does he bench?
It's not just enough that we agree on that understanding, yet we have to practice it, we have to live it. We have to be manifestation for others when they look at us, and indeed we have to be able to testify at the Day of Judgment that we have lived it.
Take the bar, put it while you're standing, you have it like this, you go like this. Bull, it just destroys your shoulders and all.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
Yesterday I was doing it.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every single thing that you do for others is sadaqah. Every day do you help your brother to get his stuff on his ride or to get his stuff down from his ride is a sadaqah. والكلمة الطيبة صدقة. Your best word, your good word to your brother is صدقة. وتبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة. Your smile in the face of your brother is صدقة. وكل خطوة يمشيها العبد إلى الصلاة صدقة. ودل الطريق صدقة. Every step you take to the salah is صدقة. As well as guiding others to their destination is صدقة.
Like everyone says,
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kullu, every,
It is no.
The scholars, they tell us here that he meant two things. Means, regardless of how big or how small the deed, it's considered a sadaqah. And regardless of the status of the recipient, the recipient is Muslim or others, recipient in dire need or just in a simple need or could take some help, is sadaqah as well.
It's like you gotta get used to it though.
No, but like.
وَمَنْ نَفَّسَ عَنْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا دَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. He's teaching us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you from the same kind of acts that you have done to your brother. When he says that you help your brother, Allah will help you. You will ease a task on your brother, Allah will ease a task on you. You will be an ally for your brother, Allah will be an ally for you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he paused for a second and then he said,
dude, that's what I don't.
As a summarize, wallahu fi auni al-'abdi ma dama al-'abdu fi auni akhi.
I've never gone to the ark. I just went.
Allah will take care of you as long as you are taking care of your brothers. It's so
nasty.
A brother, after the Jum'ah, he came back saying, they took my truck or my car. Who would be the first one to say, don't worry, my brother, I'll take you there so we could get the car.
And an old guy just bends right in front of you.
Instead of letting yourself, judging your brother, saying, oh, look how wrong he did. He parked in the wrong place. That will clarify how much
I know it's horrible.
Or what's the taste of your fruits of faith.
And I saw a naked old guy. He was like 9 years old.
Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu at a time of a famine,
I stopped going in the locker room a long time ago, and the man was the family. You know the old black guy.
Something that the whole community is with.
If you have a coat,
today, nowadays, when the new iPhone comes out,
I cannot see the water.
Or
like black people,
Xbox, or something that the community and the news and the media, everyone will be talking about. Did you reserve?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Your
the water is cold though.
Don't go.
iPhone or did you? Are you going to buy that? Sometimes people even go 3 o'clock in the morning to stand in the line to make sure that if there is a limited copies or if there is not or limited hours that the store will operate, that they get to have what they are looking for or what they want to buy. Sometimes they even pay more to get it. Now, we are not talking about that. We are talking about the famine in a community that they just look for whatever that will fulfill their thirst and hunger. And then when the caravan came back from Damascus, all the merchants and the vendors went to Uthman ibn Affan. They said, how much would you like to profit? He said, how much would you pay me? They said, we'll pay you 12 for every 10. He said, no, I have a better deal. Then they came back saying, we will pay you 15 for every 10. He said, well, I have a better deal. They said, from whom? We are the merchants. We are the merchants of the Medina.
I don't even play this place.
He said, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be my witness that all of it for fuqara in Medina. I donated all of it for the poor.
He said,
let me beat that real quick.
You know, one of the Greek scholars. He was a businessman as well. His name was Sa'id ibn Layth, or Layth ibn Sa'id, I'm sorry. Layth ibn Sa'id. Once a poor lady came to him. He used to make 80,000 dinar a year. And he never paid his zakat because he used to spend all of it before the end of the year for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make his family live a comfortable life. He says, or the narration says, that a lady, a poor lady, came to him saying that my son is sick. He really wish that he could taste honey. Ala, if you could give us qazzin min asal, means a little container of honey. فأمر لها بكسح من عسل. So he told his assistant, give her a gallon of honey. فأعطاها, he gave it to her, and then when she left, his assistant told him that much less than that, she asked for just qazzin min asal, she asked for a little container. That would have been enough for her. فقال له لقد سألت بقدر حاجتها وأعطيناها بقدر فضل الله عليها. She asked, the lady asked, based on her knowledge and based on her needs. She doesn't know that even someone could give that much. So she asked for a little container. She couldn't even imagine that someone would give that much. But when I gave her based on the fadl, the blessing of Allah on me. And Allah blessed me with a lot of wealth. I drive, and this is alhamdulillah halal. I drive a car that's worth more than 10 houses of 10 Muslims. Alhamdulillah, that's halal. Nothing wrong with that. But do you know the rights of Allah and the rights of your community on you? It has to be as much. Because you have to love for your community or your brothers as much as you love for yourself. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله.
I can't turn it down.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده نبي الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تفسحوا في المجالس يفسح الله بينكم. Come forward so you allow our brothers on the stairs to join us, inshallah. May Allah bring you closer to the Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Hibru al-Ummah.
What do you say?
The one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with the understanding of the Quran and the interpretation of the Quran. Once he left the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while everyone was in i'tikaf, and then when he was asked what made you break your i'tikaf, you simply broke your i'tikaf. He said that I went to help a brother that was in need for my help. And then he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I heard the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ saying, مَنْ مَشَى فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ وَبَلَغَ فِيهَا أَيْ قَضَاهَا كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ اعْتِكَافٍ مِنْ اعْتِكَافِ عَشْرِ سِنِينَ. Ya Allah, you took your brother, you drove your brother to that place to pick his car, and maybe if you wasn't rich, you helped with other 3-4 brothers to get the $80 or $100 each, put $20 quickly so we could help him to get his car. And then later on, after he got his car, we advised him where to park and where not to park. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu telling us it's better than making i'tikaf. 10 years. And he was making the i'tikaf, and this is for me. He was making i'tikaf not in Columbia, Missouri, in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praying, perhaps fasting, reciting Quran. 10 years, and just drove your brother for half an hour to pick up his car is better than 10 years of i'tikaf. We have an issue. It's simple, but we have an issue of understanding priorities. Al-Ukhuwah, number 3.
You said that
لا عفق فيها ولا نسب لا مكان ولا زمان. The third understanding of brotherhood is that it's not limited to a place, time, nor even is ethnicity. Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he meant to go and kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that he will be killed. But he wanted to get rid of this issue. Seeing the community becoming really, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is breaking the community. The son is running away from his dad. The wife is leaving her husband. And the father is just devoting himself to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to stop that. He wanted the community to be, and the fabric of the community to be as strong as possible. So he said, I will go and kill Muhammad. And then when he knocked on the door, Hamza radiallahu anhu, he said, don't worry, let him in. In arada khayran, badalnahu lah. If he wants good thing or seeking good thing, we will help. Wa in arada sharran, badalnahu
sayyi.
And if he wanted to do some evil act, we will kill him by his own sword.
Okay, you
let him back. And then Umar entered and became Muslim.
I'm weak.
As soon as he became Muslim, and the Iman was established in his heart, he said, لِمَ نَرْضَ الدَّنِيَّةَ فِي دِينِنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Remember? Allah aligned him back on لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم. Allah is the one who's aligning each and every one of us on that direction. You know, if you have the sincere intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you the best of the deed to help others. Sometimes you say, Wallahi, I am hopeless. I don't have much to do. My hand is tight. No, the intention, our intention is tight. Let's be sincere and see how Allah will open all the doors for us, inshallah.
Your arm is 10 times bigger.
No, it's not.
وَيَكُونُ الْفَارُقُ أَنْ يُبْتَمْ الْفَارُقُ. Salman radiallahu anhu once was asked about, you know, the Sahaba, they like the science of genealogy. Where are you from? Where you came from? What's your family name? And stuff like that. So once, the Sahaba asked Salman, they were sitting
against everybody, I bet.
Eating, and then they asked Salman, tell us about your family, O Salman. Where are you from? فقال أنا سلمان ابن الإسلام. فقام عمر وقبله وقال وأنا أخوه. They want to establish that bond. It's not about Kashmir or Hyderabad or Gaza or being from Damascus or in Mosul. Or I am from Saudi Arabia. I know better.
His arms are short.
إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ.
His arms are short.
All what you see today, it will go to the... It's garbage. It will go away. Then you, birth of this ummah, will flush this away. دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَا. There is no difference between all of us. People from Bangladesh or Morocco or Egypt, we are one ummah and we will become one ummah. And we will have one passport.
His arms are small.
And we will have one leader, bi'ithnillah. And it will be blessing not only on us. The whole world will enjoy that. If the whole world now... You barely could find one person that tells you that the Federation of the States in the United States or the Union, European Union, is something wrong or something bad or evil. How would you view a union between people that meant the best and meant the mercy to the world? How do you view the resources and potentials will be for everyone? We don't have much time.
It hurts me
yet.
No, you like that. And it hurts.
Okay, fine.
Just keep it straight.
As the brotherhood
I got, no,
is blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's close with an action item as I promised. And continue tonight after Isha, inshaAllah.
See, you're bending your wrist.
An action item.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
It's okay, none of us can.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he established that brotherhood between al-Ansar and al-Muhajireen, they moved into action items, helping one another to establish the community. We help each other establish himself. You have refugees or you have brothers that came from overseas, and because of burials of language or school or in other things, they've been working in McDonald's for 10 years. Nothing wrong with that. But maybe they could do better. They could do better so they could maybe spend more quality time with their family or in the masjid. So we help each other. So why don't we establish such a box or association between the Muslims? Qard Hassan. Where we could help qualified people to go back to school 6 months maybe and become certified nurse assistants or other things, or maybe give them a free interest loan to start a business. And we've done that. The African community in the United States back in the 1800s, they've done that. They've done that to the point that if you pay chilling a month, you will be part of the association. And you will be able to receive all benefits by one chilling a month. They build churches, hospitals, supported widows, and helped in burial and other issues, because at that time nobody else helped them, and they were successful. Why we can't do the same today in the 21st century? Why can't we establish that in Colombia, Missouri? We'll talk about that tonight, inshallah.
Pretty much.
How could each and every one of us putting an extra seed that he has?
We're not going anywhere with this. Come
on. An extra fruit that Allah blessed you with. Put it in that box. So others who don't have anything, we could help them by teaching them how to fish.
Oh,
so we will not help them to pay the rent, but help them so they could pay their own rent. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka nasrak. اللهم إنا نسألك نصرك في سوريا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا. اللهم أنزل سكينة عليهم. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم وأعدائنا أعداء الدين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم داوي مرضاهم واكس عراهم. اللهم أدخل الأمن على بيوتهم. اللهم يسر أحوال إخواننا في العراق وفي مصر وتونس وفي كل بقاع المسلمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.